Where are we at? These markers on day, Chofetz Chaim, day 16. Man's superiority. I think that's right. The person who restrains himself from speaking the forbidden merits the hidden light, which was stored away for the righteous at the time of creation. Conversely, regarding the sin of Lashon Hara, our sages state, punishment for this sin is exacted from the person on this world, while its principal, i.e. the primary punishment, remains for him in the world to come. This is yet another reason why David declares, which man desires life, guard your tongue from evil. Consider the following. Man is superior to all other creatures by way of his heavenly soul, which the Creator has endowed with intellect that is granted expression through the power of speech. As mentioned above, the Torah defines man's essence by calling him a living being, which Onkelos translates as a speaking spirit. But man can claim superiority only if he uses his power of speech in a constructive manner. If he uses this power wickedly, then all of the creatures who cannot speak and cause the destructiveness that only words can cause are actually superior to him. Thus does Scripture state, which man desires life, guard your tongue, for it is this quality that makes one deserving of being called an ish or a man. Shkaya.
One thing I noticed in the benching.
Yeah.
They talk about if you've eaten meat. They talk about living beings in that situation where you add that to the bracha. And I was just wondering from what you said as having the power of speech. Obviously that's one of the things that we're talking about segregating us from the rest of the living and breathing world.
You get the question, right?
I didn't hear it. So we had discussed that there are four levels, right? So there are four levels of existence. That there's the domain, the inanimate object that doesn't change at all. Then you have the flower that grows, that breathes. But it changes, but it's limited in its how much it can move, right? It's stagnant. It stays in one basic area. And then you have the animal kingdom, which generally does move about. It breathes, it eats, right? It's more conditioned. And then you have man. And man has to choose which one he wants to be, right? He wants to be a holy being or he wants to be a physical. He's torn between the two worlds. Some give a fifth level, Yisrael, right? Because a Jew, the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew only has to be moral. To lead a dignified life, a non-Jew just has to be moral. A Jew has to be moral plus. He has to be moral plus Kedusha, right? To be a holy person, right? You're required to be a holy person. Right, the challenge with what do we tell a non-Jew? What do we tell a non-Jew when he wants to convert? So we say he could stay stationary, right? If you stay stationary, right, you still have your share in the world to come. You could do right. You only have seven mitzvahs, the seven Noahide principles, and you fulfilled your duty. The Jew has Rus, he has an additional 606 mitzvos, right, that he has to take upon himself. That's the gematria of Rus, right? Rus is the most popular convert in Jewish history, right? One of the most popular. So Rus, right? Rus is the gematria of 606, right? Because she chose to connect with Am Yisrael and to add on another 606. She could have been satisfied with what she had, right? On the topic of conversion, right? So now, you know, till now, whenever Beis Din, in the last 20 years for sure, when they would call a Jew to convert, the last things that they tell them is that if you stay who you are, if you join the Jewish people, you're joining a hated people.
No kidding.
So you're joining a hated people. So for the last 20 years, when the Beis Din said it, right, it's been popular to be Jewish, right? I did a funeral in Hillside. That's the one next to the airport? That's Hillside? Yeah. So over there, they have the waterfall. So the waterfall was donated by...
Al Jolson.
Right, so it was popular. It's popular to be Jewish. Everybody wants to be Jewish, right? You know, everybody wants to be Jewish. Today, now when they ask the question to the converts, it's not so popular to be Jewish. Everybody hates us again. Right? We're back to normal. Right? What we experienced most of our life was abnormal. Now you're back to normal. Right? Now the normal is abnormal. But the rest of the world is also normal is abnormal. So it fits with the rest of the world. That's the situation that we're in. It's a topsy-turvy. It's a Purim. It's the Purim story. Right, so that's so we choose Kedusha, and that's really what Esther, the story of Purim is really a story of choice, right? Am Yisrael was choosing, Esther first, was choosing, are they going to accept her mission or not? Like in Mission Impossible, right? Right, you choose to accept this mission, right? If not, you know, and then the tape fizzles. Right, if you remember how it goes, so that's the same thing, right? He told you want to accept the mission, you can accept the mission, right? But if you fail to accept, if you take safety, if you put safety first, right? So then you're pretty much writing yourself out of history, right? You're writing yourself out of history. The Atu Besavich Tovedu, because she had to correct the mistake of her grandfather Shaul. Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, we read in the Haftarah on Shabbos, King Saul, he had misplaced mercy, right? And from that misplaced mercy that the people had on the cattle, right? And on Agag, right? Ultimately, that allowed Agag to father another child. And ultimately, from there was born a Haman. That's why Haman is in the Megillah. It references him a number of times by the word Agagi. Right, Agagi, right? Because that was Agag. He was the grandchild, his ancestor was the king of Agag. So it was in his blood. His DNA was the anti-Jewish rhetoric, and therefore he had his enmity for us remained, and that misplaced mercy. So Esther had a chance to fix the mistake of her grandfather. And that's why Mordechai tells her, "Va'atu besavich tovedu," and you and your father's house will be lost. So what's the big deal? He said right before, the Jewish people are going to be saved. So if he was so confident that the Jewish people were going to be saved, so why does Esther have to take the risk? Let somebody else do it. That's a good question. if he would have said, Jewish people are going to die, if you don't do this, that's an incentive to do something. Everybody's gonna die, so you gotta take the shot. You get one shot, you gotta go for it, right? What does he say? The Jewish people are gonna be saved. Don't worry about it. But if you don't do it, you're gonna be lost. How do you get from one to the other? Right. The answer is that God always gives us a chance in history to fix the mistakes that were there. That's the whole idea, really, is this whole idea of Gilgul Neshamos, right? Of the souls, reincarnation, some type of reincarnation, the souls, whatever that means. You have to ask Rabbi Lord, she's an expert in this. This is not my area, right? But one of the ideas of this reincarnation of the souls is that you can, God gives history a chance to fix itself. So Esther, that what Mordechai was telling Esther is, this is a chance for you to fix the mistake of, really, our grandfather, not her, it was his too. Right? V'atu besavich tovedu, you're going to cause that you had the chance to flip the switch. That the mistake of Shaul HaMelech, of leaving Agag alive, which ultimately gave the birth to Haman, you have a chance of turning off Haman. You have a chance of turning off that damage that was done by our grandfather, right? Va'atu besavich tovedu. So you're causing that our father's house is going to stay in a continual state of ruin. Somebody else will save the day, but it's not going to be the great-grandchild, right? Somebody else is going to do it. Right? And therefore he tells her, right, you're going to miss your moment. Right? Right? We ourselves are living in a time where people, you see some people are seizing the moment and some people are just missing the entire game. Right? We mentioned last week, right, the guy there from the Oscars. Okay, so who cares one way or the other, really? The Oscars, yeah, the opportunity to stand up for the Jewish people, to be a part of the Jewish people. I said, him, I wouldn't say really did damage. I think Moore is a loser, you know. Yeah, a loser, you know. But I think, unfortunately, with the Senate Majority Leader, right, that's a person that actively did damage, right? Atu besavich tovedu, right? That a person that that literally, unfortunately, disappointed Am Yisrael in this great moment. The moment had come, right? And hopefully it'll be nothing. I mean, but for him, Atu Besavich Tovedu, I think unfortunately his great moment came. But he did other great things for many, many years. I can't judge him, not in his shoes. But I think certainly he missed one of his Esther moments. Hopefully God will grant him another one, else he'll turn it around. Let's hope. That's why I pray for him. I pray for Am Yisrael. But we have to realize, all of us have, but I want to close. All of us, we have to realize it's not, Esther moments are not when you're the Speaker of the House, or Speaker of the Senate, unite. It's not only when you're Esther in the place. Every single one of us are making decisions constantly, right? Every single one of us are making decisions constantly. Coming to Minyan, right? Opening up a Sefer, learning Torah, right? Doing an act of kindness. Right, so it's interesting. The Midrash says that there were three great events in history, right? And people could have went one way or the other. But if they would have realized that it's going to be recorded, they would have done much more, right? By Reuven, by saving. There were different moments in history where it says. But the Midrash, what's interesting is not those moments. I also would have done more if I would have known it was being written down. I don't know. What does the Midrash say? And you should know that it says everything that you and I are doing is being recorded. So for the first 5,700 years of the world, 5,750 years of the world, we had no idea what that meant. Okay, you know, God's recording, whatever that means. Okay, now it's literal, right? This is a video, right? You know, what's heaven and hell is going to be the same. Heaven is going to watch your video and hell is going to watch your video. The heaven is when you help the little old lady cross the road. That's heaven. You're going to say, look what I did. Oh, boy, that's great. I'm so proud of myself. Right? The hell is going to be all the times that we didn't help the lady cross. We didn't do it. That's going to be the Gehenna. The Gehenna is going to have to watch it. Right? You know, what a shmigai was. Right? Everything is written. And therefore, it says we have to live our life realizing that we all have continuous Esther moments. Right? And we have to realize and recognize that Atu Besavich Tovedu, am I going to choose to live up to that moment and to breathe life into that moment, or I'm going to have, it's going to be the absence of life, it's going to be the choice of death. Right now, hopefully we'll never have moments where we let down the Jewish people, but we should all live lives where we infuse our lives with meaning, and Bezrat Hashem, all of us will be the better for it.
Question with regard to Lashon Hara and your characterization of the synagogue.
Okay, so I'll explain to you, so you should understand. Whenever a person lives in a major position, so you should understand, the person has to know that is, everybody has to understand, the person chose a position by choice. There's no question that all of us have to understand, we're going to live with the consequence of it. That's the reality. It's a public, once the message is public, it's not relevant anymore. Anything that is public knowledge to everybody, right, is public knowledge. It's not, he chose to make it public knowledge. Why he chose to give a speech on the Senate floor, he has to live with the speech. We have to live with the speech too, but it's public. If he gave the speech private and nobody knows about it, so then you can question whether it would be Lashon Hara. Once he gave it public, the definition of it is no longer Lashon Hara. It's not what he calls it. It's a definition of public statement.
Just a bad deal.
Yes, you're clear.